This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my loves. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Of course, it's Valentine's Day. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvini Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We will be with you all the way through until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Don't call us cynics, but our question for today, very simply, it is, do you think Valentine's Day is just a commercial trap? And what does Valentine's Day mean to you? Love, who profits, is what we'll be discussing today. We're then moving on to dating apps, love, cookies, and questionable privacy. Wrapping up with a Pizza Hut Malaysia. Okay. So, that's the question that we're going with. 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We also have a poll running about how many of you think it is just a commercial trap. It's a yes or no question. So far, 96% of you saying yes, it's a commercial trap. So clearly, we are not just the only cynics here in the office. That being said, there's a lot of people who really do enjoy this day and they make it a special day. They go out and do things. You know, they do a whole bunch of stuff. They book a meal. They cook a meal. They might go out for drinks, do all of this kind of stuff. Other people, not so much.
And Valentine's Day isn't just for couples, is it?
No, it's not. It's for anybody who wants to enjoy it, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll just leave that there. Right.
Kind of. I mean, if you left it to the restaurants, then, you know, they're not going to allow anyone other than couples in. A lot of restaurants won't allow anyone other than couples
in. And I know that we have colleagues who are having issues with that today as well, you know, who want to book places and go for dinner and lunches and whatever, and they just can't get in because it's couples only, right?
They're seating for twos.
Seating for twos. We do have a sound clip a little bit later on because this kind of came off the back of a bit of a discussion we had last week when we were talking about who actually profits from Valentine's Day, you know, and the first kind of industry that jumped to mind was the flower industry, you know, and how much money the flower industry is set to make during this period and, of course, other periods. But Valentine's Day seems to be one of the big drivers, of course. But we'll run you through some of the companies who make some of their biggest profits during this period. And most of these are American companies, but the industry that they belong to it's going to be the same thing worldwide. So it starts off, of course, with flower companies. And in the US, a total spending of $3.9 billion US dollars just in the Valentine's Day season. Strong day. So we've got then the online floral retailer, Books Company, told Fox Business last year, of course, that should be trustworthy, that it typically racks up more than $1 million per day in sales leading up to the occasions like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, those are not like small numbers.
Not small numbers at all. Candy and sweet companies, $1.8 billion. Sweethearts, you might have heard of these or you might not. They do conversion hearts and a whole bunch of other stuff. They make an awful lot of money. Hershey, of course, Reese's Pieces. Somebody was playing around with some Reese's this morning, weren't they, Audrey Raj? One of the biggest chocolate and sugar confectionery manufacturers, of course. They stand to make a big profit this Valentine's Day. Brands Hershey's, Reese's, Twizzlers, Kit Kat. They are looking at annual revenue, this was for 2018, $7.791 billion, 3.67% up from 2017. Clothing and lingerie, these are big sellers during this period, of course. Victoria's Secret.
It's the knockoff.
Victoria,
it's the knockoff you find in one of our neighbouring countries.
Yeah, Victoria. And Bath and Body Works. I didn't realise they were under the same brand company, a company, L Brands. Two key brands, of course. Victoria's Secret, the US's leading lingerie store, Bath and Body Works. Net sales for L Brands in 2018 were $12.63 billion. Up from $12.57 billion the year before. Adore Me, another lingerie startup, seen record growth. They have done $1.3 billion. Hallmark Cards, they are up there at $1.3 billion, rather. And jewelry, of course, Tiffany & Co. at $3.9 billion, up by 15%.
You know what's the most interesting thing here? The Hallmark cards. Hmm? The fact that people still buy like physical cards and send them to, you know, like significant others or loved ones or whatever. But like, why? Like, why would you... You know, we talk about how like print media is dying and you don't buy physical copies of anything anymore, but you still pick up cards. Like, Hallmark is still a big thing. It's a staple. It's weird. I'm not saying they should have, you know, gone the way of like Blockbuster or something, but it is an obsolete form of doing things. So looking at how they keep making money for Valentine's Day, it's huge. It's like it's surprising that people would still pick up these cards.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Mm. And because people don't do it anymore. It's like, you know, if someone came and gave, if you were given a handwritten letter. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, when's the last someone actually did that for you, right? So,
speak to my lawyers.
Ouch. But also, you know, when you buy a bouquet of flowers, you'll need a card to go with it, right? Mm. So,
I mean, and for me, if I get a handwritten Christmas card, that's a wonderful feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that I tend to save. A birthday card, something. We still do that with birthday cards, that's even true. Here in that's the true. Office, right? Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, some people might not get them quite so much. And when you do get one, it's a bit special and you save it.
That is true.
So you can look at it like 25 years later and say, that was the last time I had a Valentine's Day.
And you've got all those like paper worms in it that's they've made their home there.
Whatever floats your boat, Alf.
Yeah. You know? But no, I was looking, you know, also looking at the numbers and then like, you know, the question about whether it's a commercial trap. I think it's both. I think it is a commercial trap. I think a lot of people, even within the 96% of people who voted that it is, I think a huge bunch of those people also have reservations for tonight.
Of course.
Will be going out.
Of course.
So you know it's a commercial trap, but you are still going to go and feed into the commercial trap. I don't think they're exclusive or mutually exclusive. It can be one.
Yeah.
And you can still enjoy it.
I mean, it's just like any of the other celebrations, you know, really, at the end of the day. You know, it's just another reason and another event where we have to go out and feel like we have to spend money. And if you don't do that, you become ostracized and you become one of those people, you know, why are you such a Grinch, you know?
Yeah,
one of those kind
Grinch,
of things.
Yeah.
Right?
What? No!
Yes!
Please! Yes. What's wrong with you fellas? I don't know, because I'm not a romantic. And
no, but I guarantee, right, and I don't know if I'm speaking for everybody in this room, but if you were not to make any Valentine's plans at all and not arrange a dinner or not even buy a bottle of wine or anything and just treated it like any normal day as a couple, one of the people in that couple might raise an eyebrow and say, we're not doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No.
No?
No, not at all. You know, I've not done Valentine's Day in years. I remember one year, I don't know why, we tried to do something and I couldn't get a reservation anywhere. And so we just did what we do every other Friday night, like watch a movie in front of the TV and go to sleep early or something, you know. But yeah, it is possible to completely ignore the day. It is.
No,
you know,
agreed,
you can wish each other a happy Valentine's Day and do nothing and save money.
What are you
and
doing
tomorrow,
today? What are you doing tonight?
Shh. And tomorrow. Okay, I'm going for dinner tonight. Okay? I'm going for
the
dinner.
The 96%. Oh, yes, see?
But not just with my husband. I'm taking the girls out. I'm taking my nephew out as well. We're going for a nice meal.
Right.
It just happens to be Valentine's Day.
It just happens to be Valentine's Day.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. What are you talking about?
Don't know. Time for us to take a break. We are part of the 93% now. If you'd like to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp there, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've got some music coming up. Of course, it's all on theme. Whitesnake, Is This Love on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes, my loves. It is 12:17 on Valentine's Day. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Audrey Raj.
Our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We're asking you that very simple question. Do you think Valentine's Day is just a commercial trap? And what does Valentine's Day mean to you, if anything? We've got some WhatsApps, we've got a couple of tweets, we've got some Insta stories. I'll give you a quick update on the poll. Yes, 92% of you are saying it is a commercial trap. Let's do WhatsApp first.
Yeah, so this comes from Lee Yuk, who says that Valentine's Day means nothing. Every day together should be a reason to celebrate, not one fixed day to make it extra special.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
So CK says, I think CK agrees, and CK says, social mediable.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Sichuan Koo says, definitely commercially motivated.
Whilst we're on the top, somebody asked, Bobby, happy birthday, whilst I remember. I've got some over on Insta story as well. Gweno, overbooked and overpriced restaurants and avoiding social media if you're single. Okay. Yan Mei, it means more self-love. Crazy Cat, extra loves and less workloads at home and spend more. Ashraf, just another day. Gary Wong, a day to compete and instigate jealousy amongst females. Gary, ooh, come on now. Natasha, we need more celebrations for love. Encourage more love days for partners. No need to buy things. Ming Ti Chan, it's become a spending fiesta that brands and the industry have destroyed. And Purified Views, shopping bling.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to know, you know, we went down the list of businesses earlier, that companies that profit from Valentine's Day, right? No mention of F&B businesses.
Not at all. Not in the top list anyway, which seems a little bit odd. Everything else kind of seems to be like just the kind of gifty kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's because I think going to an F&B place is seen as the easy way out. So if you just do a dinner, it's, you know, it's...
Are
it's,
we speaking from experience?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
No.
Really?
What are we doing for tonight?
Yeah. No, dinner, you know. Are we done? Are we going to like a song? No, but I honestly think it is like the easy way out, because if it doesn't come with a gift, then it's seen as, you know, it's just going on to makan somewhere. It's like another night out kind of thing.
The standards, normally,
when you would go like for like a Valentine's thing, it's always associated with like gifts or jewelry or, you know, getting someone something or at least a card. I think, you know, a card carries a lot more value than just going out to eat. But that's just like... looking at why there are no F&B businesses there. But other than that, I don't see any logic as to why they wouldn't be on that list.
I'm just going to let him squirm a little bit. Let's just be quiet.
Okay.
See, I would take F&B businesses as a gift. I would be completely okay with that, by the way. But I'm just saying, for others, it might not be.
There's a WhatsApp here that came in. It's actually an image of this old lady saying, "Don't waste money on flowers." And then the guy going, "Yeah, let's go for Hokkien Mee instead."
See,
Happy Valentine's.
I'm okay with that.
I am really okay with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the song? Hang on. What's the thing about the choice of songs? What was that?
Richard's choice of song is always on point, apart from the overdose of British pop rock. This is coming from numbers ending 5035.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's Valentine's Day.
Be nice. We're trying to get on theme here, you know. It's a theme day. With that in mind, we managed to speak with Sharif Mazayat. He's the CEO and founder of Flora Now. They're based in Dubai. They are a flower delivery service that do all over the United Arab Emirates. In fact, all over the Emirates as well, and they do some quite heavy and hefty business during this period. Now, there is this nasty ongoing rumour or idea that florists can profit enough from Valentine's Day to support their companies for the whole year. Is this true, Sharif?
This is coming from the fact that a traditional flower business can achieve somewhere around 5% of their annual turnover during Valentine's. So that, in fact, helps businesses to create enough revenue, enough margins to help them go through big parts of the year. Same happens with events like Mother's Day and depending on markets, you know, with local or regional festivities. So, yes, this is definitely an extremely important day for the industry. Businesses look at revenues generated during that period to provide support for the rest of the year.
Down to brass tacks, is there any markup for both distributors and suppliers on Valentine's Day? If so, and by what percentage?
It's supply and demand. So there is a surge in supply that automatically triggers surges in prices, starting all the way in the supply chain, all the way upstream from the growers down to, believe it or not, airlines that demand higher rates during that season until it arrives at the consumer. So basically, you can see price increases of around 50% up to 100% at the source. And the reason for this actually is not driven by greed, but rather the fact that many growers have to organize and plan their production for maximum availability during a very short period of time. They will have no production, basically, during certain periods preceding Valentine's, and they will concentrate their production on Valentine's. So, hence, they demand a higher price in order to match the demand. But at the end, their margins, from an average point of view, the hike is not more than 25 to 30%.
So growers do specifically plant flowers to time it with Valentine's Day season?
Absolutely. There is massive planning taking place for the flowers to be ready during the Valentine's week and then basically to be delivered on Valentine's Day. So the entire industry, be it growers, wholesalers, freight forwarders, airlines, or retailers, everybody's working, you know, in synchronicity in order to get those flowers on time to the market. So, for example, if you take an average rose grower, he will be planning his crop. The term is pruning. So they will be pruning their plants to force production during the period 2 weeks before Valentine's. So, for example, typical grower in Kenya would start pruning the plants in December. So they would be out of production throughout December, January, and they will come first week of February with large quantities to match the surge in demand. The same is true for growers all over the world.
Basically. Very interesting. How do logistics at this time of year affect costs as well?
Most flowers, basically roses, are literally moved across borders via air freight. And that cost of air freight is, of course, reflected in the final price that the consumer sees. So you would see any country that does not have local production, there is a major surge in rose prices simply because there is an additional cost of transportation that's added to the price.
What about things like bad weather? Has that had much of an impact on the floral business this year?
Yes, we have this problem this year, unfortunately. So to give you an example, weather has been completely out of the normal pattern this past December and January. Kenya witnessed a lot of heavy rains in what is supposed to be a nice, dry January that highly impacted both availability and quality. You know, this is a natural product, so what the client sees is completely something that should have been of better quality. The general tendency this year is that the roses look less beautiful. There has been shortages on the demand that has been there in place, lack of homogeneity in the product itself. So unfortunately, this has not been a very good year for roses, and Valentine's will be affected. We have yet to see how is the long-term impact of the weather on the rest of the year. We still have Women's Day on the 8th of March. We have Mother's Day coming in March and in April and May, depending on markets and then other local festivities. But the start of the year has not been very encouraging due to changes in weather.
And do you think, Sharif, that consumers are aware of any of these issues? What has been the general consumer trend?
Yes, consumers are more aware now of environmental impact. They're demanding more flowers grown closer to markets. So there is a surge in locally produced flowers. Customers are starting to question origins, environmental impact. They're really careful. There's more awareness about what a decision at a flower shop, how will that impact the environment. And I think this is a positive trend. I think it's going to have a major impact on how and where flowers are grown. It's going to encourage more and more local production. It's going to have, I predict, a major impact on the floral trade over the next few years.
Interesting insights there.
Mm. Yeah, and I also think that pretty much answers the question if or not it's a commercial trap. Because anytime you need to fly roses on an air freighter, across like borders and stuff, then it's, you get the idea that there's so much demand that you get flowers coming from this country and that country just to add to the supply because there's so many people who need these things on Valentine's Day. So yes, it is a commercial trap.
See, Alvin's answered it already.
Yeah.
Show finished, done. Yeah. But it also brings something really interesting where he talks about the environment at the end of it and how stuff is going to change in the where stuff is produced or grown, rather. You know, and whether or not countries like Malaysia that have an abundance of different kinds of flowers perhaps might shift their focus away from stuff like roses and focus on something more local, perhaps. Mm. You know, and I know roses is that image of Valentine's Day, but it's only that because it's been allowed to be that. You know, markets could suddenly say, we don't want roses anymore, we want it to be something else. You know, and that could be the flower of Valentine for that particular region.
There's a gap there. Mm. There's a gap in the market there. Mm-hmm.
It is enterprise, you know.
Yeah.
We should take a break. But of course, we have some music that is strictly on point for the show today. Aerosmith coming up next with Falling in Love. It's Hard on the Knees. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.